Do you need a topic, a question? You need a license for real estate
wholesaling? To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
Do you need a topic, a question? You need a license for real estate wholesaling. Now, this question is timely because just last week we found out, you know, according to some other channel, actually I haven't really checked it because of what I'm about to share with you, that Philadelphia is now requiring people to have some kind of license to wholesale. Okay. There are a couple of solutions around that. Okay. If you've been following me, a geolocation, a state requiring license to wholesale would not have been an issue for you. Okay, if you have been following me, but thank God you're here to hear this right now. Okay, first thing first is that if you need a license for real estate wholesaling, depends on the location. Okay, I know a few places where it's been regulated. Okay, so first thing I want you to note is that if they're requiring a license, that means, hello, real estate wholesaling, at least that question is answered. Okay, okay? Only thing is that they want to regulate it. Okay, so anytime you have a flock of people coming into the business, right, the problem is that there's also going to be an increased number of people taking advantage of the vulnerable, taking advantage of people wrongfully. Okay, so when that happens, that forces the government agencies to come in, FTC for internet marketing, FCC for the marketing media world. In this case, you have the board commission, depending on what state you live in. They will never be able to say wholesaling is illegal, but they want to regulate it, okay? So regulating does not equals to illegal, okay? But here's where the problem comes in. A lot of people make that a reason why they shouldn't get into the game or why they feel discouraged. A lot of people think they're in the game, but they're not really in the game. They hang out in the comment sessions and stuff on social media, but they're not really in the game because they're not actively marketing. If you're not actively marketing, you're not in the game, okay? That's really the simple, right? But let's just assume that you're watching me right now, you're actively marketing, right? If you're actively marketing, if you haven't closed one deal, most places will not bother you about licenses, okay? The license issue comes when people start closing deals back to back to back, and then a few people are complaining that somebody is stealing money or houses from them. Okay, now when people complain or you see on the news channel, right, when people complain and you see on the news channel somebody got put on a blast for being a scam artist or anything like that, that's because that person has had enough number of people complaining that they robbed them. Okay, that's what that means. Okay, doesn't mean they're doing something wrong, it just means they're deemed to be doing something wrong. Okay, and if you are deemed to be doing something wrong, then you should fix that because you're doing business with people, right? Remember the third core pillar. So people need to kind of deem what you're bringing to the marketplace as value. And if they're telling you otherwise, even though you feel different, you should adjust something clearly, right? So with that being said, there are certain places. Okay, so for example, Illinois, not too long ago, I think some months ago, Illinois started regulating. They gave a requirement that if you are closing more than one deal in any given 1 year, that you have to be licensed as a licensed agent. Okay, boom, it's still legal, you just gotta be licensed. But if you haven't closed one deal, that's not a problem you should solve. Remember, I keep telling you, one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they try to solve stage 5 problems in stage 1. Okay, you should learn how to get to at least stage 3, generate leads before you complain that it doesn't work. Okay, that's how entrepreneurship anywhere works. That's how it works exactly. That's the way it works. So you learn stage by stage. Each stage represents a problem that you're solving. So if you haven't closed one deal yet, why are you worried about licensing in Illinois? Once you close your one deal, that means you're in a game. Okay. But even at that, you can find partners that are realtors, which you should anyway, and become friends with them and pay them commission to do all the legwork for you in Illinois. They do all the legwork and you just be the marketer. just simply don't interact with sellers or buyers. Let them interact. They understand your game. I learned that a long time ago, as far as back as 2006 from my first mentor. Have a realtor on the team. You just the marketer. That's where the money is from. When you create people, flock of people coming through the pipeline, PP, right? Promotion, PPP. That's where, like, without that, there's no business for realtor. There's no business for realtors. There's no business for brokers. There's no business for anyone. And this is what you're supposed to be mastering and learning. You can also, as the business of flipping houses, right? You can also leave that angle. The realtor processes the whole paperwork because then the realtor, the license, now they can do it legally, but they report back to you because you're the one that will execute everything because you understand the process in 11 days challenge, right? And then on the end of it, you close the deal, they get paid commission, nice, brilliant check. They didn't have to create the lead. You created the lead, you close the deal. And if you want to flip the houses as a rehabber, now you have a nice little house in your hands too, you can do. Okay? So do you need a license? No. What I will tell you is that change your mindset about that question, okay? A license is needed at some point in the process of real estate transactions, okay? But again, it's a license. Get someone to get licensed. Get someone on your team that's licensed, or get someone to get licensed, or you yourself go get licensed. It's just another obstacle, just another piece of problem that you solve. When you solve it, you sell it to other people. Very simple. All right. So that's that about that.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.